Welcome to Running on Indy. I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
Today's guest is going to be a returning guest from episode 3, our friend Wes Doty. And welcome, Wes.
Hey.
We're not going to get too much into what we covered in episode 3. We're going to try to fill everybody in on what's been happening with Wes since then, which episode 3, if you don't know, was recorded in 2017. And a million things, obviously, have been going on. And we just want to get you updated with that. So before we get going on that, Blake, you want to do our first sponsor plug?
Yes. This episode of Running on Indy is sponsored by 361 Degrees Running Shoes and the all-new Meraki 2. You can pick up the new Meraki 2 at your local Runner's Form or any local retail specialty store.
Awesome. Good job, man. And that was without paper and everything, just right from the brain.
That was.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that was good. So, Wes, just a little bit of backstory. You suffered from addiction and you overcame that through running. Mm-hmm. And that's basically kind of what we covered in episode 3. But kind of tell us a little bit about what's been happening since the end of 2017 within your life.
Everything's been really good. Job-wise, I've been pretty successful. Mm-hmm. Running-wise as well, I've been
successful. Where are you successful. Working right now?
I'm working for Direct Connect Logistics.
Yeah.
For a buddy, Greg.
Yeah. So. We're good friends with Greg.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep. On the team. Yeah. Greg's cool. Greg's
yeah. Awesome. Shout out to Greg, who actually is a really talented rapper.
Yeah. So, I know. Yeah.
Check out Humvee. Yeah.
Yes.
Very good stuff.
Yeah. So. He's pretty awesome. To Greg. Yeah. Give him that.
And
Everything's been good. I mean, you know, I've had a few setbacks happen to me. But, you know, I've been really healthy running-wise. Like, I don't remember if I spoke about this before, but the first couple years I started running, I was having, like, those minor little annoyances with my legs.
Yeah.
It would stop me from, like, training as hard as I needed to sometimes. But I feel like I've gotten over those and to where I'm healthy and able to train, and so I'm... That's, you know, running a marathon, you know. So.
Yeah, and then when we talked to you last, you were looking to run a marathon pretty soon, but now mm-hmm. You just ran
mm-hmm.
Your first marathon, right?
Yeah. Because
you had a lot of, like you said, setbacks, a lot of ups and downs, injury wise and otherwise. And but tell us how you did in your first marathon.
I feel like I did. Great.
No, you did awesome, man. Yeah, don't be modest.
Yeah.
You qualified in your first marathon for the Boston Marathon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's awesome. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
And what was your time?
It was 2 hours, 55 minutes, and 19 seconds.
That's amazing, dude. And just for people that don't know, what mile pace is that?
641, 642.
That is awesome, man. Congrats.
Thank you.
A lot of people train for a long time to make the Boston Marathon, and you did it in your first shot.
Yeah. And this will make those people even more mad at US. You only did one 20-miler.
Oh, yeah?
So Matt said this to me. He was like, okay, so it's crunch time. I told him that... what my goal was to qualify in Carmel.
Yeah.
I think I told him like a month and a half out from that.
Really?
And yes, and I had no, like my mileage per week was between 25 and 35.
Oh, wow.
Even leading up to it. So after the marathon, my weekly mileage on that week was 39.
Wow.
But that was just, I thought that was cool. Maybe that's my...
It kept you healthy.
Yeah,
least,
exactly.
So that's good.
Maybe that's my style.
Sweet spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so where you mm-hmm. stay healthy and you keep going. Because consistency really matters.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being able to get out there and do it day in and day out without getting hurt and having to take a lot of time off. So, Blake, got questions?
You did your 20-mile run at Crown Hill, didn't you?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go up the big hill?
No, I avoided that.
Yeah, see, if you'd have went up the big hill, you probably would have knocked about 10 more minutes off your time.
So look, I dubbed that, you know, the PBT circuit hill.
Yeah.
Hill
oh, yeah.
circuit. I dubbed that. I have a little loop there. I dub it West Doty's Crown Hill Hill Circuit.
Yeah.
So so come out and test it out. I remember doing that hill circuit with you guys one morning.
Oh yeah.
It was intense.
Yeah, that was a great run. Yeah.
Side note about Crown Hill, what makes it awesome? There's tons of people out there, but nobody bothers you.
Yeah. There's a ton of deer out there, too. It's pretty cool.
If you go too early, though, there's a lot of people walking their dogs.
Yeah.
And they off the leash, too. So you got to be careful about that.
And also, if you're running in the summertime, mm-hmm. You got to have a shirt on.
Yeah. Because
I got kicked out of there.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They say it is kind of disrespectful.
Well, it's a Blake rule. Have you seen him with his shirt off?
Yeah. I can see him. They immediately.
You can't really run. They don't really let him run anywhere with his shirt off.
The ladies have no complaints.
All right.
I was the morning of the marathon. I remember thinking, oh, because the elements were intense. Yeah. I mean, for me,
that's another
I was not
thing.
Used
it wasn't
to that.
The easiest day at all.
It's just I was psyching myself out, you know, mentally, just thinking like, oh, why is this this you know the day I was wanting to do this, and then that, and then starting the marathon off with real soggy shoes, and and it was just I was really happy.
Yeah,
with
and that wind on the back half,
the wind
was tough.
Yep. And then,
so you ran Boston Qualifier, your first marathon, in some really tough elements. I mean, that's awesome, man.
I watched the 2018 Boston Marathon on YouTube the night before to kind of get myself
up.
Ready for it.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
because
the elements there were terrible.
Yeah,
last
I was
year.
In it. It was sucked.
Yeah, sucked.
Well, kind of talk about. I know one of the reasons that inspired you to run your time and motivate you, and it's also kind of a sad thing too. You just recently lost your mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of talk about that if you want to?
Yeah. So my mom's been like my number one supporter. She's just always been there for me and through everything I put her through and put the family through and just everybody in general. But she's always been that like rock and person that's always been by my side and. She just recently in November just got in a car accident and died from it. And it was just a shock. And then, it was a blow, a blow to everybody, just the whole community. She was real well known in the city I grew up in. And it was tough, but, I've been using it like, as motivation to just keep pushing forward and I'd like to, honor her by just doing really good in life and then also maybe helping a lot of people along the way.
Yeah,
and
that's incredible.
Even if that's just by example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I know like, it's a big thing right now. Like people are suffering from addiction issues and that situation right there is something that could have put someone like under and you came through it.
Yeah. That's a testament to your character.
Yeah, for sure.
Cause you could easily fail back into your
That's
rut.
A true inspiration. Like, do you have any, like anything you'd like to say to anybody that is suffering from like addiction and like what you do to kind of overcome that?
And
what's helped you along the way to stay on the right path and do incredible things that you're doing?
Yes. I mean, with my mom passing, I just, it didn't cross my mind to fall backwards from where I was, but I know it's so easy to do.
Yeah.
And I would be dishonoring her if I just were to, to take any steps back. And, if something like that happens for anybody that's listening that may have a loved one or maybe have some kind of addiction issues with themselves, it's super imperative to talk about all that stuff. Honestly, it's like just releasing it from you, like even by word is just, it's paramount. And it literally is like, it's medicine on top of whatever it is that you do expel the energy, such as like running, or, you know, I'm involved with other programs, 12-step programs, and
I know Back of My Feet was real big.
Back
for
of
you.
My Feet.
Are you
huge.
Still helping them out and yeah. doing things with them?
Oh yeah. So I, you know, I've had a short time where I've been neglecting my giving back to Back of My Feet, but yeah, I stay involved with them.
Yeah.
And it's just an ebb and flow of recovery, I feel
one
like.
One thing he did last year at the Back on My Feet breakfast, he flipped the coin for the heads-tails competition.
And you won.
And guess who won? A $500 Southwest gift card.
Yeah, so you were supposed to give me half.
I don't know how you give half of
an airline
gift card. Funny story. Before the game even started, right?
Yeah.
I looked at Mike and Tom, the owners of the Runners Forum, and I said, Jesse's going to win this thing. And I said,
that's crazy.
Because he has that luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm surprised it rained.
I'm really good at winning
marathon.
Random
it's
things.
Cool. Yeah. it's crazy that you won that.
Yeah, and one thing you didn't know about the marathon, the Carmel, the heavens and gates opened up and it didn't rain on him. It rained on him. Like the sunshine just followed
him. Yeah, and I had a tailwind.
Yeah, he had a tailwind the whole way. Yeah. Like nothing hit him at all. He was bone dry when he finished.
I seen the photos, man. Yeah. I was wondering about that. Yeah. You know what's cool with me qualifying in that race is me and my mom talked. This was our plan. Like seriously, like after the monumental half, our plan, mine and my mom's together, was for me to run my first marathon at Carmel, qualify, and then go to Boston in 2020. That was what we were going to do.
That's incredible.
And so, like, I'm just holding to it.
Your mom's still going to be with you, though.
Like, when you won, I'm sure you were really thinking about her a lot, weren't you?
It was the whole way.
That's had it really emotional.
Stuff like that
will drive you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you have some like cause or some purpose to run, it'll drive you and you can make you do things that you didn't think you could do.
Exactly.
So,
I felt it.
Yeah.
You know,
I've been there before. Just running for something bigger than yourself is one of the biggest motivations.
Awesome.
You know.
Yep. So, I agree.
That's incredible, man. I'll go ahead and do the second sponsorship obligation here. So 361 is our sponsor, and they're powered by QuickFoam, and I'm currently wearing the Meraki's. What are you wearing, Blake?
I am wearing the Spin Jets.
Yeah, these new Meraki 2s are pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome. They are awesome.
You've run in some 361s before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
They're really good. I like the light, the racing flats. I think I've had a couple of them and I loved them.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. You got a question for Wes? I don't want to hog all the airtime.
It's fine. well, I guess this question for both of you guys. Is it Back on My Feet? Breakfast this Friday?
Yeah, this Friday.
Okay, good.
Are you flipping the coin again?
I mean, they didn't ask me, but I will. Get up there and maybe I should enter in the.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, and we're doing something too with Back on My Feet for guests.
Oh yeah, we're auctioning off a spot on the show. Someone can come on the show, and then we're offering $30 to our gear store that we have going until May 12th. We got some running on indie gear for you know all the fans.
Nice, yeah.
So we'll sell like 10.
Yeah. Cool. So if you like the show and you want to support the show, you can just go on Running on Indie. I don't know the website.
Well, just go to our Facebook page. On Indie Facebook page.
And they got a cool like
wicking
shirt
hoodies
and hats and
all the cool stuff. Yeah.
It's awesome.
But anyway.
All the proceeds go to Blake's pocket.
No. No, they'll be going back into the show for sure. So what do you what's next for you? I know Boston isn't till a year from now.
Yeah. I just hope to get in that.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah, you should at that time, right?
Really?
I think so.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you're
if you break three, you're golden.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're golden. Yeah.
So I may be going back. I keep saying I'm gonna do it in 2020 because I did it in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, 10 years, something about the 10-year gap.
You gotta qualify
got it.
For
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
Out
so
there.
If I'm there, man, we gotta
yeah,
go
be
get.
Sweet.
I'll take you around Boston to and we'll get cannolis.
Yes, and lobster. I'm super nerd history-wise, so I would like to go check out the history sites.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of great places. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Boston's awesome. Anything between now and then you're looking to do?
The mini. I was wanting to do the PR the mini.
Yeah.
You know, so I would like to get a 116 possibly. Okay. So
yeah, that'd be awesome, man.
It'd be a 2-minute PR.
Hopefully, yeah, you know, the mini, that's always been like, that's the one race where I, no matter how I've done it, like I've had one good mini ever.
Really?
Every time I just like blow up at the mini. I think my 4-mile PR is actually at the mini.
Really?
Yeah. And then I died. The first four. Went out way too hard.
Yeah. I always have bad luck at the mini.
Oh, yeah. It's a tough race, but you're not. You're going to do really well.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you.
If we can talk about it, but I know we have a guest in the room. So what's going on with that? Like the cameraman.
So IUPUI, they're doing a documentary on the opioid crisis and the relation of Narcan and first responders' hands, and a good friend of mine kind of just gave him my name, said, hey, this guy's been revived by Narcan. It might be interesting to interview him, find out his take on the whole thing. And I got interviewed, and they've been following me around since.
So you're like a star now. I know you look since the last episode, you got that cleaner look with the nice beard, tight hair.
This is what you do, Wes.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you.
You look like a celebrity right now.
First of all, are you single? Are you single?
Yeah, I'm single.
Okay, so this is what you do.
That's what you said last.
I'm about to help him out.
I don't think Wes needs your help. I mean, look at Wes and look at you. No offense.
Look, I'm married. I have a plan for Wes. You got your crew, right?
Mm-hmm.
All you do is you go down Broad Ripple like a Friday, Saturday night. You know what I mean? Have them film you walking. The ladies are going to think, man, this dude's something. He's a big deal. I don't know who he is. And you say, look, I'm doing a reality.
This is the real world.
You can even say you're Justin Bieber. You know, whatever.
Did you say Justin Bieber? Yeah.
My point is, that's perfect. Because then they're going to think you're somebody.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, he is. Wes is somebody big time.
That's how you do it.
Dang, good answer. But no, I'm not. I'm just a normal guy.
Yeah. Well, a normal guy that's done some incredible things and overcome some difficult things.
Just trying to make up for all that wasted time.
Well, I think you're doing it, man. And congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
And what else is going on in your life? I mean, like, anything you want to share that we haven't talked about yet?
Man, so, I mean, besides that, No, everything's really good.
It sounds like
seriously,
it, yeah.
Seriously, there's not, I don't have any.
Greg says you're doing an awesome job at DCL.
Yeah, I love DCL.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had a job to where I love going in. And I'm not saying that just because I think Greg might listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if Greg will listen to
that. No, he'll listen to
us. That's hilarious, but no,
he's too big time for us.
I love that job, and I don't, you know, I'll stay there as long as they'll have me.
That's awesome, man.
I'd like to just start. I'd really like to get fast. You know what I mean? I'd really like to.
And that's funny. There's probably people like listening that are just like, when they hear that, they'll be like chuckling because they already think you're just so fast.
But I want to get fast. You know, I don't want to sound like.
Well, fast is so subjective. There's always.
Yeah, it's relative.
If you did 250, you did 257, you said?
255.
255, I'm sorry. Yeah. You did 255 off. Like 25 to 35 miles a week.
To 35 miles
and in those conditions, I mean, I think you can run a lot faster.
Yeah. And the marathon is my new love. Yes. I was so afraid of it.
And that is awesome that if you can come away with your first marathon and say something like that, that is
like, I've never gone to that realm before. If you know what I met up with a group of guys at mile 12 and we were all shooting for the same time. We were all from different places and we were chatting, you know what I mean? Our regular chatting. And then at mile 18, we all got silent, but we're all still together. And we were all like in that, you know what I mean? In that same headspace together. And I freaking love it.
When you're running with a group of guys or a group of people, it makes it really special when you guys can like push through and it just makes,
we don't know where it's camaraderie even had to be said.
It's like camaraderie with people you've never met in your life. And you just feel like you're so close in that moment.
That's why I fall in love with running over and over again because of that. I just meet people and then you get to know them real well when you run with people. You know what I mean? It's weird how that happens, but I love it.
It's incredible. Great. Yeah. I think it's the best therapy. It clears my head.
Definitely.
Allows me to meet people that I've never met and just have a conversation.
Yep.
You know, there's nothing negative about it. You're all sharing in this great experience.
That's right. That's very true. It's super goal achieving activity. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just you set a goal and you can check it off.
Exactly. And then the feedback is the race, man. That gives you that justification for putting in all that hard work.
Awesome. So, I love that.
Yeah. Want to do their last sponsorship plug?
Here? I was going to say something if you were done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I guess I'm not on the podcast.
No, I'm sorry. I'm over talking here.
I was going to tell you, Wes, that, you know how all the back on the feet people come see me to get fitted for shoes? They all, when I fit them, they're all like, is this going to make me run fast like Wes? Is this going to be? Yeah. And like, you know Wes Doty? I was like, yeah, I know Wes Doty. We run together. And he was like, yeah, he's so fast. You know, I want to be like Wes. So you said earlier that you want to be faster. Mm-hmm. And I was going to respond and say, you know, being fast is all relative.
Yeah.
Because there's always going to be somebody faster than you, no matter how good you are. Unless you're like Kipchoge.
Kipchoge.
But, you got a group of guys that are going through the same thing that you went through that think you're like God. So what I would say to you that, you know, I mean, what you're doing now is great. Because I see it. They tell me, like, you know Wes? Yeah, I know Wes.
Yeah, I definitely think you've inspired a lot of people.
It makes my heart happy, man. Seriously. Yeah. Thank you.
That's awesome.
For saying that.
Is he sitting at our table or... I know me and you're at the same table.
What table are you guys at?
Well, I'm going to be, this year I'm going to sit with the, with the Young Professional Board.
The Young Professional Board.
I'm on that now.
Are you?
Yes.
That's awesome, man.
I haven't went to a meeting though yet.
Yeah. I guess I'm by myself, huh? I don't know where I'm at.
Bimbo Bakeries.
I was hoping they would put me with
the room.
I think that's where I'm sitting is Bimbo Bakeries. But that was still good though.
I've been on the Young Professional Board for a couple years. I need to sit with them, I think.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just sit by myself.
Where are you guys sitting?
With the Runners Forum table?
I don't know where
you
I'm
be
sitting.
With Tom and
I'll probably be Tom and Smitty. Yeah.
If not, you can come over to our table. We might have a spot.
Well, what if I want to sit with Wes at the bakery table?
Well, then go sit with Wes.
I feel like we're going to be eating a ton.
Like muffins and pastries.
Yeah, we're just going to carb up on terrible, terrible carbs.
They had the, last year, they had the chair that Bobby Knight threw.
Did they auction that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
How would you find that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, threw a bunch of chairs, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably everyone he threw, kept.
The most infamous one, though. Man, how much did that go for?
I don't know, but they were auctioning it off. So.
How would you even... I figured they would just take that chair and put it back. And,
yeah, I know. And yeah, it like, would never... Like, they didn't know this chair was going to go down in history.
Yeah.
That's what started his fall, the throwing the chair.
Yeah.
No, that happened way before.
They went back and identified which chair it was.
Wow. They did video analysis of the different kinds of chairs.
It's life.
This is definitely a match. See the paint from the floor?
It went through its whole life, and then it wound up at the back of my feet birthday bash auction in Indianapolis.
Look, you can laugh, but it was there. I can't explain it.
I wonder how much someone paid for that.
I don't know. I don't... I don't know.
What would you pay for that?
I wouldn't pay for it. I just want to throw it.
Yeah.
They should have auctioned off the right to throw the chair exactly. while you're there.
Now, I guarantee they would sell it over and over again.
Yeah.
I don't need the chair. I just want to throw it.
You get $10 a toss. So you want to... I'm not cutting you off.
I'm cool now.
Okay, you want to do that? I'm sorry about it earlier.
Be nice to the geese. You had a conversation.
Oh,
earlier.
The geese.
Yeah, nice the topaz geese.
Yeah.
This is the time of year where they get a little intense.
You know, I try to go out, like, when I'm on the towpath, like, I'm not afraid of them, but mm-hmm. every single time when me and the goose lock eyes and they just get super intimidating and start hissing and charging at me, that all goes out the window. I get scared every time.
Yeah.
And it's just a little goose, you know?
Yeah.
And
I've had them fly at my head before.
I know. That's what I was just telling somebody. I felt both wings on both sides of my face.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not going to name any names, but me and you have a friend, and they came from another country. When they first moved here, I used to live with him. You probably know who he is.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. When he first moved here, they eat geese, right?
Oh, no.
So
really?
Him and his buddy was over here, and they saw all these geese, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so they just
like,
pulled over.
Food.
Yeah, no, that's right. They pulled over, and the guy grabbed him by the neck and broke the neck.
Oh no!
And put it in the car, and then they got pulled over.
That's so illegal.
And got a ticket for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what they do over there. So that I was like. Went down.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It is terrible, but that's what happens. Yeah.
I mean, I don't like them running after me, but oh, goodness.
Just to hop out, opportunistically and just snap the neck.
Oh, God.
They're not scared of you, I promise you that.
Goose sausage is good. I mean, my uncle hunts them. It is.
Yeah.
My uncle...
It's a thing.
It is, man. It's a season.
And then goose chicken nuggets, the little...
Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard of it. Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Well... He's going to eat us up.
It would be... Goose. The Roderickal Goose.
Oh, no.
Yes.
We could open up a restaurant and just feed goose.
You know, technically it would be goose nuggets.
Goose nuggets.
You wouldn't do goose chicken nuggets.
Yeah, you're
goose.
Unless you want to blend the goose and the chicken.
You're right. Goose nuggets.
I mean, we can start something, but...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Or we can do... Bojangles fried Cajun goose.
I knew, once we got into this, that Bojangles.
Yeah, Bojangles is
Bojangles
that from
goose.
Your hometown.
Yeah.
Okay. He mentions Bojangles every podcast.
Of course,
Bojangles.
I'm going to get a sponsorship with Bojangles.
That would be awesome.
When I have mad chicken up in this mug, you're going to be like, damn, Blake, did it.
Yep, every podcast. Oh, yeah.
And I'll be like, don't give me that. All right, man.
All right, well, thank you, Wes, for coming on the show today. Awesome to have
me.
You. Glad to have you back.
Yeah.
You know,
awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, anytime.
Let us know, do you know about when the documentary is going to be made so everybody can be looking out for it?
I'm not sure. I mean, I feel like it should be ready before the summer.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, definitely let us know, and we'll promote it.
Do you know the name of it? It may not be.
Yeah, it's called The Long Run.
Okay.
The Long Run.
Yep.
Okay.
Wes Doty's New Life, something like that. And that may change, I'm not sure, but The Long Run.
I like it.
Yeah.
Like
let
it.
Us know, and we'll push it out, too.
Yeah, we'll promote it,
cool.
For sure.
Cool.
And we got to have you, you're a great guest. We got to have you back, maybe as a guest host sometime. Mm-hmm. Again.
I would totally come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll do that. I think... Maybe I might groom you to be Blake's replacement.
Hey, let's do it. Hey, 436-1, man.
Yeah, well, I'm moving up.
I can be a part of the American improvement.
There you
go. You know?
Heck yeah. And also a big shout out to Brian Wheat at Village Recording and here in Rotterpool.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do a podcast? Come see Brian because he is the man. So now everybody remember to keep
running on indie.